Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Writers Radio. I'm your host, the Night Writer. Today's topic, the Star Spangled Boner, the origin of our national anthem. Let's get right to it, shall we? September 13th was the 203rd anniversary of the bombarding of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812 in Baltimore. At dawn, September the 14th, Sir Francis Scott Key was able to see the U.S. flag waving over Fort McHenry, as he noted in his opening lines of what we now call the Star-Spangled Banner. He returned to Baltimore September 4th and was so inspired by the U.S. pluckiness that he wrote a poem originally entitled Defense of Fort McHenry, which was published September 20th, 1814. Sir Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner in his poem. Now, this is important. Listen up. To fit the beat and melody of British composer John Stafford Smith's, quote, to Anachron in heaven, unquote. Anachron was an old ancient Greek poet. Anachron, A-N-A-C-R-E-O-N, Anachron. This song, in turn, was itself written for the benefit of an exclusive London gentleman's club, the Anachronic Society, founded in 1766 by Jack Smith. The song itself was a song that celebrated love, sex, and wine. It was in the form of a poem written in the style of the ancient Greek poet from whom it's named after, Anachron, the convivial bard of Greece, the celebrated Greek lyrical poet. 560 BC, and he died in 478 BC, was born in Teos, T-E-O-S, in Ionia. Anacreon was known for his important celebrations of love, sex, and wine. Around 1780 or 1781, the song was first performed by the Anacreonic Society at the Crown and Anchor Tavern in the Strand section of London. The words of the song are generally attributed to Ralph Tomlinson, Esquire, the late president of that society. The Anacreontic song made explicit references to two Roman gods, Venus, the Roman goddess of love, beauty, desire, and sex, who was known as the Roman god of vino, wine. The Anacreonic Society itself came to an end after the Duchess of Devonshire attended one of its meetings because, quote, some of the comic songs were not exactly calculated for the entertainment of ladies. The singers were restrained. They restrained themselves, which displeased many of the members who resigned after that general meeting and the society was dissolved. It's not clear exactly when the incident occurred, but in October of 1792, it was reported that, quote, the Anacreontic Society meets no more. It has long been struggling with symptoms of internal decay. I would say so for a lady's ears. And anyway, the two key words to keep in mind in this old English song, to Anacreon in heaven, that's what it's entitled, which is an ode to love and wine, are the words, the two words, the first, entwine, I-N-T-W-I-N-E, entwine, and the second word, myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E. The word entwine itself means to wrap around or coil around, as in they had their hands wrapped around one another. Myrtle, on the other hand, means a kind of leaf or vine. So with that in mind, let's go through just three verses of this old English song, an ode to love and wine and who knows what. First verse, and it's sung to the Star-Spangled Banner, the melody, or this is the melody that is sung in our Star-Spangled Banner. To Anachron in heaven, where he sat in full glee. A few sons of harmony sent a petition that he their inspire and patron would be. When this answer arrived from the old jolly old Grecian, voice, fiddle, and flute, no longer be mute. I'll lend you my name, inspire you to boot. And besides, I'll instruct you, like me, to entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus's vine. A word to my audience. These last two lines are a not-so-subtle inference of a romantic or lustful tryst. Lovers entwined. Lovers with hands and arms wrapped salaciously around each other, with or without some cocktails. Now for the second verse. The news through Olympus immediately flew. Thunder pretended to give himself airs. If these mortals are suffered their scheme to pursue, the devil, a goddess, will stay above stairs. At heart already they cry in transports of joy. Away to the sons of Anacreon we'll fly. And there with good fellows we'll learn to entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus's vine. Now for the third and final verse. Are you with me, lads and ladies? Ye sons of Anacreon, ye sons of Anacreon, then join hand in hand. Preserve unanimity and friendship and love. 'Tis yours to support what so happily planned. You the sanction of God and the fiat of Jove. While thus we agree, our look toast let it be. May our club furnish happy, united, and free. And the last two lines. And long may the sons of Anacreon entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus's vine. There you have it, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. That is the lustful English drinking song set to the music of an English, the title, the author, John Stafford Smith, to Anacreon in Heaven, the original song, the melody from, therefrom. And the song itself was written for the benefit of an exclusive London Gentlemen's Club who hung out in the Crowded Anchor Tavern in the Strand section of London in the late 1700s. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, stay fit as a fiddle, and drink really good shit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.